To God be the glory for the great things God does. Welcome to service today, and it's so good to see each and every one of us here today and as we worship. And what a wonderful time to see the spring rains. I'm just going to name it spring rains coming to us, even though spring has not officially begun quite yet. It has. Oh, all right. Oh, Friday. All right. Spring is here. Wonderful. And some reminders that's coming up. Thank you for all who made last week's coffee hour such a wonderful, wonderful occasion. And it was just a call. Could you bring something? And wow, all of the food and the good fellowship that was there. Our March mission of the month will be the Smith House, located in Schenectady. It's a new mission for us, and you have the information in the bulletin before you. We are coming to an end of collecting monies for flowers, if you like flowers for Easter, and please make note of the information in the bulletin for us. The next Jenny's Lunch is March 26th, and goulash, chicken soup, Italian bread, dessert. We'll always have a wonderful time together. And then for those who would like to, we are studying the book of Zephaniah afterwards, and a little gathering there. And so we'll be looking for. I want to make sure, are we having that's before Holy Week. Yes. Yeah, okay. There you go. All right. Now, is there something you wish to give up for Lent? And it's not too late. He said, well, this is the fifth. Well, start the fifth. And there's jars back there. Vacation Bible School. You said, well, Pastor, are you really losing it? You can remember when spring happens. We were talking about Vacation Bible School. Well, before you know it, summer will be here, and we are preparing for Vacation Bible School, getting excited about that. Yesterday, we had the Easter Bunny here with pictures with the Easter Bunny and meet the pastor. And I met a family and said, we're going to be here for VBS. I said, wonderful. That's great. And so we're looking forward to that. You have before you our services that's coming up for Easter. And Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, Easter sunrise, breakfast, and the morning service. We are thinking of discontinuing coffee hour, the small coffee hours that we have after church at the last Sunday in May. That's because often I spoke to greater minds than mine. And oftentimes people are busy and doing other things and after church, ready to go after the 2 hours of sermon preaching and are ready to go. And so we'll discontinue that, but pick it back up in the fall. Great news that George is home now. And so we're so glad that he's back home, and we've been praying for him. And we certainly have others to pray for in just a little bit. And then just one more, a very, very kind lady named Pam, who made these, and she's waving to us, she made these palm crosses that she's working on even now. And she's going to leave some with us downstairs, so if you would like one, you're welcome to. Thank you very much. Are there any other announcements? Lady first, and then another lady.
Sue Ann and I are in the food pantry. We are looking for somebody that would be willing to volunteer, not full time, but once in a while, like if one of us are sick or away, so that there's always two people here. If anybody has an interest in helping with that part time, you can see either Sue Ann or I. And the other thing is Pastor Kent mentioned coffee hours. TJ and I are also looking for other people. unfortunately, sometimes we get sick or other family things come up and we can't be here. And we always feel bad when there's no coffee downstairs for our people because we're not here. And if anybody's interested in helping with that part-time, it's really very simple. The hardest thing is to put the coffee pots on, and we'll show you how to do that. So there's no problem. So if anybody's interested in helping with that once in a while, we would appreciate it, and you can see us.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yes, Nancy.
Yeah, I was just, I know I had mentioned earlier in the month about Vacation Bible School that I was going to have a meeting. I am still waiting for the supplies to come in, so as soon as I get them, then I'll let you know when the meeting's going to be.
All righty, so keep your ears open and ready. Are there any? Yes, Sue Ann.
If everybody wants the mission of the month to go to your tally for the end of the year, just make sure you put your envelope number on the envelope.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Are there any others? Yes, Karen.
I just wanted to say thank you to Christy and whoever helped to make yesterday such a wonderful experience for the children that I saw here. They did a phenomenal job. Christy, the Easter Bunny, and whoever else was involved. Thank you.
Right. Yes. Mystery Easter Bunny. All right, beloved, that's the word. Our help is in the name of the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. Let us prepare for worship through this time of prelude. Thank you. Thank you, Fran. My peace. Let us join together, please, in the singing of our introit. If you're able to stand with us, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Synthesis this morning will come to us from Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley. It was full of bones, and he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many upon the valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, Lord God, thou knowest.
And he said to me, Prophesy to these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sickness upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and will wrap
So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And I looked, and there were snews on them. Flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, and there was no breath in them. And he said to me, prophesy the breath to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great host. Then they said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up,
and you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you up from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place in you my own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, says the Lord. You know, beloved, I prayed for a number of years. This is my 49th year preaching the gospel. It started at 12. I never preached to dead bones, dry bones. Isn't it wonderful what God can do? I hear people say oftentimes, well, the church is dying and all the rest. It's amazing what God does to things that's dying. Let's keep our eyes on him. Trust him. Let's take our hymn. Oh, let's see here. Yes. Let's take our hymnals, please, and turn to our first hymn of praise, 460. Hold away, my Savior leads me.
Song through countless ages, Jesus led me.
this my song through countless ages. Jesus led me all the way. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he might have mercy upon them, and to our God, that he might abundantly pardon. Let us pray together. Good and gracious God, we are a busy people. We become preoccupied with the demands of work, our relationships, and our communities. We tend to focus on our own needs and fail to see the needs of those around us. We do that which we should not, and fail to do that which we should. Hear us as we spend a few moments in silent prayer and reflection, Holy Father. Hear us as we pray. We ask for your forgiveness and for your guidance in following the path you have set before us. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, beloved, hear the assurance that God hears our prayers and forgives our prayers. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all of our iniquities, who heals all of our diseases. Beloved people of God, believe this good news, and let us live in the loving kindness of our God. Let us affirm what we believe by saying, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, the third day he arose again from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and of life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Hear these words our Lord Jesus Christ have said. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second one is like to it. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. On these two commands depends all of the law and all of the prophets. Amen. Our words of assurance will come to us from Psalm 100. And 30. I dig it out. Wonderful. Thank you.
Out of the depths I cried to thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thy ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, O Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be afraid. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him his plenteous redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
This is the word of the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 Thank you. Please be seated. Right now, our ministry of music, there is joy in the Lord.
Thank you.
take your train.
Get out on the road. More out on the road.
They're throwing the eggs. Hit the road, guys. It matters what we say. I turned because I would like to have my back to you, Fran. I'm so sorry. It matters what we say. And the things that we say can either make someone's day or it can crush them down. Next week, we'll be celebrating Palm Sunday. And a bunch of people are going to be in Jerusalem. We're looking back to the time where a bunch of people in Jerusalem and Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And yet, 1 week later, crucify him. Crucify him. How can we get to that? So it's nice to say some kind words. I love you. We have some great leaders here. I don't know about you, Philip. You do a wonderful job. I love to hear. And I haven't forgotten that when we signed 119 Psalm, verses 1 through 176, both of y'all. But I would think that the smile, when you say something nice and really mean that, it brightens someone's day. Beloved, we do not know the load that many of us are carrying. Oh, if you were to ask, how you know? Oh, no, fine. That's half of it. Half of it's fine, but there's another half here that's not all that great. And I haven't done homework in a while, Jimmy, since you told me to do it. So, I'm going to do homework for us. But this week, because I like the Trinity, that we find three people who say something nice to them and try to bring a smile to their face. So kids, we're not the only ones that have homework. We have homework too. And I give you permission to check Mom and Dad's homework. They let me know. And that's for all of us. By the way, me too, hold me to it. Three people that we can say something to lift their spirits. Father God, we thank you for your love and your grace. We thank you, Father, for the joy that the choir can sing in our spirit, and that joy is not because of us, it's because of you. And so I ask your blessing upon our children, our parents and grandparents, all who care for these precious, precious ones. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now we enter into children's church. Let's take our hymnals, please, and turn to our next hymn of praise. First morning. Thank you. Thank you. Please be seated. Let us pray together. Gracious God, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you that we can gather in times like these and open the Holy Scriptures and to hear from these pages that which you have preserved for our learning, our living, and our loving. Bless your word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our lectionary the last 2 weeks, last week and this week, are very long texts. And our reading today is no exception. John chapter 11, verses 1 through 45. Now, a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent to him, saying, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." But when Jesus heard it, his illness was not unto death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by means of it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. And then after he had said to the disciples, "Let's go to Judea again," the disciples said, "Rabbi, the Jews were but now seeking to stone you. And are you going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If anyone walks in a day, he does not stumble, but he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." Thus he spoke, and then he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awake him out of his sleep." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he's fallen asleep, let him sleep, or let him recover." Now, when Jesus had spoken of his death, they thought he must have meant he was taking a rest in his sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. And for your sakes, I'm glad that I was not there, so you may believe. But let's go to him." Thomas, called the twin, said to the fellow disciples, "Let's also go, that we may die with him." Now, when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about two miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them and concerning their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, and while Mary sat in the house, Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said, I know that he will rise again." Jesus said to him, she said, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he die, yes, sir, he lives. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe, that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." When she said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying quietly, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now, Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. And the Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw Mary rise quickly and go out, and followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Then Mary, when she came to where Jesus was, saw him, fell at his feet. Oh, I like that. Don't you? Saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." But when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with him also weeping, he was deeply moved in the spirit and troubled. And he said to them, Where have you laid him? And they said to him, Lord, come. The shortest verse in all of the Bible, verse 35, Jesus wept. So the Jews said, so see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who had opened the eyes of the blind have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb, and it was a cave, and a stone lay upon him. Jesus took away the stone, and Martha, the sister of the dead man, and said to him, Lord, by this time it's been an odor. He stinks, for he's been there 4 days. Verse 40, Jesus said to her, did not I tell you that if you will believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. I know that thou hearest me always, but I said this on account of the people standing by, that they may believe that thou didst send me. When he had said this, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with bandages, and his face wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. Verse 45, as the last. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what he did, believed in him. Loving Lazarus. I love this story. We had two funerals this week, one on Thursday, one on yesterday, and we mentioned these parts of this passage. I didn't read the whole thing as we just did now. But what a wonderful story of three people who loved each other. Well, actually four. Jesus, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. It's who you know, isn't it, in this old world, they tell us. And if you think that if there's anyone that Jesus will pay attention to and heal when he's going all about or all the places, it will be the people he loved. Lazarus, Martha, Mary. And they got news to him. I don't know how they got news to him, but they got news to him that Lazarus is sick. He's fixing to die. Jesus, come and help. Jesus, I'll be there in a little while. You see, they expected Jesus to come right away, and Jesus did not. I love it how Jesus approached to the disciples and said, Lazarus is sleeping, and I must go wake him. And the disciples were thinking, well, if he's sleeping, let him sleep. Well, why wake him up? But Jesus is talking about him dying. But notice the way Jesus described sleep. You ever watch a baby sleep? I have. All curled up. Have their little blankie. Eyes all tightly closed. Proof mouth. Oh, sleeping peacefully. You know, beloved, I don't know what's on the other side of this old life when we breathe our last. But when we go with Jesus, we're just, this old body is just sleeping. They're sleeping until the final resurrection. What a wonderful way to describe it. Well, one of the things we kind of move over in this narrative, I think Mary was kind of upset that Jesus didn't come by. Because the Bible says Martha went out and met with Jesus. And they both had a conversation back and forth. And that wonderful conversation about being the resurrection and in the last days and all the rest. And Mary is still in the house. And she's not alone. She's with a whole bunch of other people there wailing. And we're going to talk about them quickly in just a few moments. And they were professional wailers. And the Bible says Martha in their conversation with Jesus saying, do you believe I'm the resurrection and the life? Yes, Lord. And one of these days, those who are in the graves are going to get up. Yesterday I mentioned we're surrounded by a cemetery around here. And wouldn't it be something if God opened up the graves while we were here and we were seeing those bodies? And the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians, excuse me. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, that those of us who are alive and remain will be caught up together with him. Oh, what a day that's going to be. Well, Martha goes back to Mary, and she says, hey, Mary. And can't you see her whispering? And when Martha walks in the house and everybody's well, oh, by the way, I was going to mention it well, so I'm going to get away from the mic for a little bit. Hopefully I can do this. This is how they do it. Oh! 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 And they were professionals. That all they did, now I wonder what the kids downstairs are wondering, what in the world are they doing down there? Help that man, would you? All professional, and they not necessarily knew the person. They just went to funerals, and they wailed. And then all that noise, Martha goes over to Mary and says, Jesus wants to see you. Mary gets up, don't say a word, and she walks. Now notice with me, beloved, as she goes to the tomb where and meet where Jesus is, the Bible says that there are people wailing and crying and weeping. These are the very same people who were at, excuse me, I shouldn't have done that. Y'all pray my voice works for the rest of the sermon. Or not. No, I'm just kidding. People who were praying and wailing and screaming and hollering, that when Jesus saw it, the Bible says, not that Jesus looked at them and said, oh, cut it out. Not that Jesus said, oh, tone it down. But the Bible says, he also was moved with compassion. Don't you love to serve a God like that? That when you're hurting, and I know I made light of it just a little bit ago. Not really, because that's what they would do. They would scream out in agony. But when you're really hurting and you're really down, and when people tell you, oh, this too shall pass, or God doesn't give you more than you can handle, or God knows how much you can bear, isn't it good to know that you have a Jesus who weeps with you? And the Bible says Jesus wept. The shortest verses in the Bible, Jesus wept. And by the way, I looked at it. It's not the same word for weep that the other people were doing. It's a weep of compassion, of sadness, because his friend was dead and he saw the hurt in his other friends. I'm almost done. Because Jesus did something that was fantastic. Did you catch it? I know you did. The Bible says Jesus prayed to God, and I love how he did it. Get it right, McCurd. I love how he did it. Jesus said, well, God, I'm talking to you not because I need to believe and trust you. I just want those who are hearing me know how good you are. Isn't that great? Just bragging on Jesus, how good you are. And all Jesus said regarding Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. Now, there are times of events that happen in the Bible I wish I was there to see. This is one of them. Now, I never liked dead bodies. And look what I do. I never liked dead bodies. But I wouldn't mind saying that. 4 days. 4 days. And heat, stinking. And the Bible says, they look, here comes Lazarus. But what I'd like to end with today is what Jesus said to the crowd after Lazarus came out. You loose him, and you let him go. many of us may walk around in our lives in grave clothes. And we have grave clothes of things that bind us and hold us and does not allow us to live fully what God invites us to live. Maybe there's a past hurt. Maybe there's bitterness. Maybe there's a death and a sorrow. A grief that overwhelms us. Maybe there's troubling of this old world. And every now and then we say, God, take it away. God, take it away. God, take it away. And I'm so glad he does. But every now and then, God says to us, you loose them. You let them go. And there's two miracles that Jesus did in his lifetime that drew the crowds. One was feeding the thousands, and the other one was this. As a matter of fact, when the crowds were gathered on next week, on Palm Sunday, one of the gospel readers remind us they came because they saw what happened with Lazarus. It makes a difference, beloved, when we participate in God's healing. You lose them. Can't you lose them? Beloved, I'm giving too much homework today, aren't I? You lose them and let them go. Father God, we thank you for your grace and your love, that we can be reminded of a story of Lazarus who lay dead in a tomb, but you gave him life. Just like you give life to each one who calls upon you in faith. Help us not only to say kind words to others, but help remove the bandages that so many of us are bound by. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Right now, we will receive our offerings, please, and our mission of the month. Father, we praise and thank you for the opportunity to receive these gifts. We ask our blessing upon them in Christ's holy name. Amen. Let us pass the peace. Thank you so much for sharing the joy. I hope this catches. I just need to sit for just a little bit, if you don't mind. As we come to our time of prayer time, I wonder if there's prayer requests we wish to share together. Yes, Christy?
I would like to keep Patty in prayers.
Keep Patty in our prayers. Yes, Linda?
My cousin Renata, I spoke with her this week, and she's had some serious health problems, but the worst one is she's losing the sight in one of her eyes, and the doctors don't seem to know what's wrong, so it's very upsetting for the whole family. Thank you.
Ronaldo?
Renata.
Renata.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Debbie?
Hi, I'd like to pray for Candy, who's waiting for a kidney transplant.
Candy, kidney transplant. I see Craig's hand.
I'd pray for Mary Ann and her recovery with her broken femur.
Yes.
Yes.
Prayers for my friend Nancy. She's going to have her hip replaced on Tuesday. Her other hip. And she's 89. She'd kill me if I said that.
Oh, my. I'm going to tell. We're covered over. I'm going to include the age in the prayer. Lynn says she. There goes my nice thing to say, right? I had an opportunity to say something nice. Yes, ma'am.
Family members to come to know Jesus.
Yes. Family members to come to know Jesus. Yes, ma'am.
Friend Mike, family friend, Louise's family, and stage 1 cancer.
Mike, stage 1 lung cancer.
End stage.
Let's keep Mike in our prayers. I'm so sad. Are there any others? Let's go to the Lord in prayer, please. Father God, how wonderful it is to gather as a community of faith, as believers, and to point our faith toward heaven. You are the one whom we adore. You are the one whom we look to. You are the one we praise. You are the one we serve. You are the one we worship. There is no other God like you, Holy Father. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you that you have brought us to this place where we can pray for Patty, that we can pray for Ronaldo, for Candy, for Marianne, for Nancy, for family members who have yet come to know you as Savior and Lord, for Mike. Some of these, Father, that we listed have so much of a critical diagnosis, end-stage cancer, a very advanced age, having a hip replaced, health problems, eye problems, recuperations. But we just talked about how that you raised Lazarus from the dead. And if you can do that, there's nothing you cannot do. Increase our faith, Holy Father. Oh, we pray for our world. There's so many that we can pray for, so many names we can list. We missed a few, we missed a lot, but you know them all. And I pray for our leaders. Help them to lead your people. I pray for the hurting. We pray for those who are contemplating suicide and thinking it's not worth it going on. Send somebody to tell them it is. I pray for those who feel that they're alone and there's no one who cares. Send somebody to give a text or a call or a visit, or just drop by. I pray for your church, Holy Father. As we spend a few moments in silent prayer, I pray that you will hear the prayers of your people. Remember the words who taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's take our last hymn, join in our last hymn of praise, Rock of Ages. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Before we sing, just want to remind you, with colds going around, some may not want to hold hands, and please be mindful of that and be respectful of that if they do not want to take. They don't mean anything. They just don't want to do that. Okay, here we go. Thank you.